This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu, winner of Aviation Consumer's Best Headset of the Year Award in 2008.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AbWeb, and you're listening to our continuing coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 from San Jose, California. For this podcast, we're speaking with Daniel Baker of FlightAware. Thanks for being with us, Daniel.
Thank you so much. Very much appreciate you having me.
I think many of our listeners will know about FlightAware, which is a web-based, all-purpose flight tracking system that's useful for both general aviation and airline tracking. But now you've added a significant new feature in the form of real-time flight planning that in the past month or so for aircraft of all sizes. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very exciting new product that we just launched at a few weeks ago at NBAA, and people are just starting to hear about it and take advantage of it. Basically, what we're trying to do here is take a lot of the same concepts that we've brought to flight tracking and bring those to flight planning, which is basically look at a problem or an application that general aviation owners and operators face and think outside the box and say, okay, you know, maybe this is the status quo and people have been doing it for a long time, but let's see how we can completely change it. And so, and for the purpose of making people's lives easier and saving time and saving money, you know, almost most importantly in this case. So the first thing that we did is we took a lot of the decisions that a pilot has to make that they may not really be educated about, and we took those away, and we try and assist the pilot in making those decisions. So in a traditional flight planning tool, you tell it the program not only where you're going to and from, but also you know, what route you want to take, what altitude you want to fly, and a lot of those kind of decisions. What FlightAware does is you just tell where you're going to or from along with what aircraft you're going to be in, and we will actually plan the flight with every possible permutation of routes and altitude that's available and then present to you all those options in a matrix and suggest the best option. So, for example, if you're flying from, let's say, from Teterboro to Centennial in outside Denver in Colorado, we can show, okay, there's half a dozen routes that aircraft have been flying over the last few days, and your aircraft can fly between flight level 240 and 400. Or, you know, if you're in a piston aircraft, it'll say, okay, between 3,000 and 14,000. And you can specify that range depending if you've got oxygen or not or whatever you've got on board. Anyway, for each route and altitude, it'll give you the time, including the climb, the cruise, and descent, considering the weight of the airplane, the temperature at, you know, origin, destination, at cruise, all those factors. It'll give you the time, the fuel burn, and the cost. And the cost not only takes into account the cost of operating the aircraft, but also the cost of fuel. So in some cases, you might be willing to have a slightly longer flight if the cost of operating the aircraft is low, and it'll allow you to save some fuel, or vice versa. So it takes into account all those different options at different altitudes. We've got current fuel prices at virtually every airport, so we can provide those to you as well.
Now, I noticed that the matrix, it's a kind of a color chart, includes all of these factors, and it takes into consideration real-time air traffic data. It takes into consideration known winds and weather. So it seems like it's a fairly sophisticated set of considerations that go into the options that you give the pilot.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, and it uses a lot of processing power because it's tying together a lot of different information. So we're getting real-time winds aloft and temperature. We're getting real-time air traffic control data, and we've got to combine that with the aircraft data. And there's can be, in some cases, thousands of data entry points for these aircraft. A lot of flight planning tools, either they only ask for a few points, you know, what's your climb rate, what's your descent rate, or maybe it asks for cruise at a couple different altitudes. What we do is you can actually send us your POH if we don't have the aircraft already loaded, and we have people that will actually enter in every single piece of performance data, which can be hundreds or thousands of different variables. So we work very hard to take into account every element or every variable that can be part of the flight planning process. So we feel that it is highly accurate, and then you can make educated decisions based on the different route and altitude selections. And sometimes, you know, it's only a few minutes, but if you can save 5 or 6 minutes per trip, you know, that time tends to really add up. And there's a big amount of money that starts to come out of that when you start to consider both the dry operating cost of the aircraft as well as the fuel.
Now, can the pilot check a set of preferences to reduce the number of choices?
Well, the number of choices is for the route is based on how many aircraft have recently flown that route. There tends to not be more than 3 or 4 routes plus direct. As far as the altitudes, Yes, you type in the range that you're willing to fly. If you've got a jet and you're willing to consider everything, you can absolutely type in 010 to 500 if you want to, and it'll consider all those altitudes and, you know, give you the ones that are the most reasonable and then let you pick from those. But if you say, you know, I don't want to fly really low because either there's weather down there or it's uncomfortable because of temperature, so I'm not willing to fly below 8,000, I don't have oxygen, so I'm not really willing to go above, let's say, 12 or 13,000. And so you can specify a pretty small range, and we'll accept that and only give you options within what you're willing to fly or what the aircraft is able to fly.
Now, this system will also file the flight plan. It gives you current fuel prices. It gives you the weather, and also approach plates, I see, is on the list.
Yep. So it's a full tool. We'll actually, we've got next road weather on there. Beyond the matrix, you can select it and then type in the fuel on board and the number of individuals on board, file a ICAO flight plan. So if you have an RNAV-equipped aircraft, we can actually give you RNAV routes. We let the FAA know about RMP and RVSM, so it's all set as far as that goes. We'll give you METARs and TAPs at your origin destination. Not only does it offer the approach plates, but we actually bundle them all together. So there's a lot of websites where you can download individual charts, or you can download maybe a zip file of all the charts for an airport. But what we do is we actually combine all the pages from an airport into one PDF file. So if you're flying into Dallas Love Airport, you'll have one PDF, it'll be maybe 3 or 4 megabytes, and you download it, you print it off as one file, which not only is way more convenient, but also you can tell your printer, well, I want 2 approach plates per page and print on the front and the back or something, so it's a lot more efficient rather than printing out essentially a small approach plate on one piece of paper. But basically, you can print out the navigation log, print out your flight plan, which confirms that we filed it with the FAA, and then print out your approach plates, and you've got your weather, your flight plan, all your in-route information, including every waypoint of the STAR, the DP, or of jetways or airways, and you're good to go.
Is there any cost for this service?
It's completely free. So just like other FlightAware services, it's free to everyone. In this case, you do have to register, which is also free. And the reason you have to register is because we need your aircraft information. We have to store the profile. We need to know pilot information to send to the FAA with flight plans. But there's no cost for it, and it's subsidized with relevant and unobtrusive advertising. So you'll see ads for aviation-related companies that are either relevant to your trip or to the aircraft that you're involved with.
Last question. FlightAware, we know how it works in real-time flight tracking. How does the flight planning tie into that function?
Well, we have some features that are coming soon that will actually allow FlightAware to know on the tracking side that you filed with FlightAware. But currently, the kind of the two best features, one you already mentioned, which is that we can take into account the real-time air traffic control routes between 2 airports. So that's a great feature that can allow you to know what routes people are actually flying on an IFR trip. But also, since we know what route you filed, we can actually compare that to the route that aircraft are receiving when we get the flight tracking data for the flight plan that you just filed. So if you file IFR from Houston to Austin and we know that this is your route that you're submitting on the flight plan, then when we get the flight plan back from the FAA, we can actually compare, you know, what the difference is in the route that you're receiving. And in most cases, it will be the same, but either way, we can actually email you or send a text message or various forms of alerts with your anticipated clearance, so that if there's been any changes, between when you filed it and when it actually got to the FAA and was processed by then and sent for essentially for clearance delivery, we've got that information, so we can give you a little bit of a heads up if you need to expect like a different departure procedure or something like that.
All right. Thank you very much for the update, Daniel.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 from San Jose, California. We've been speaking with Daniel Baker of FlightAware. For more on FlightAware, log on to www.flightaware.com. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.